Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed. Picking on Chav Tesem Abayis, by the bottom of the page, very last line. We were talking about that somebody on their deathbed, and they mentioned that, or there's some sort of shtar that comes up, that is a shtar of Odisa, all right, admittance. So he Odisa, there was one, the Hava Kasaba, the Kasaba has written it, Duchrin Pisgame, which means a lashon of Zichron Devarim. Now, normally, what's written in these things is Lashon of Zichron Eidos, that's a testimony. But it's written Zichron Devarim, and that's a Lashon of Dayanim. That's weird. Beep, turn the page. Lamed. V'chol lishtei de Beidina, and all the other terminology that's written in a Bezin was written in there, says Rashi, kol devarim hayu ksuvim b'loshon Bezin, v'loyu chasum in el b'shnayim. That's only chasum at two. Eidos is two, Bezin is three. So it was written like it was Bezin, but it was signed like it was Eidos. Cholish to the Beidina, v'lo have a kus of ba, and he didn't write in there something which would have explained this, that but most of Telasa Aveinu v'chad le'soi, is the one we saw back in Ksuvus, that when you have three Dayanim that judge a case, and then one of them die, and they die before they have a chance to actually sign it, so then they write, okay, but most of Telasa Aveinu, we were sitting three together, v'chad le'soi, and one of them is no longer with us, and then that would explain why there's only two signatures over here. So it didn't have that. Savar Vino Meir Vino wanted to say, Hanu de Reish Lakish, this whole shtickle tour that we're going on is in the world, works according to the world of Reish Lakish. And that is, it says Rashi, Da Amir Chav Tassim Abayis, Chazaka in Bezin Kosin Shtar. If a Chazaka Bezin doesn't write a Shtar, Ella Kedas, except for Kedas or Ka'alacha. Hani Vadi Tlasavi, for sure there were three over here, and there just was missing something over there. Amalei Rav Nassan, Rav Ami, so he responded, Hachi Arminu Mishri the Rava. This is what we say in the name of Rava. Kol ki agavna cheshin lebezin torn. Whenever you have a situation like this where it's written a little bit shady, it's not written with three judges, it was three people signing it. It's only with two people signing it, but it's still written in a way like it was three. So then we assume that there was a mistake that's going on over here. You say it's like Reish Lakish, to say that everything's good and dandy. We say there's actually a mistake. Says Rashi, Savurin Shu Shnaim Ksherim Ladun. They thought that two people can be a diet, it could be a Beis Din. I remember Nachor Yitzhak, Ikasaba de Beidina, if they were written in the Shtar that we, the Beis Din, then Sulo Tsarich, you wouldn't need to be worried about any sort of mistake because two judges wouldn't be referring to themselves as a Beis Din. So then it would be fine if at least they wrote that. Says Gemara, Vidilma Beis Din Chatzafu. Maybe not. Like taking us back to Dav Beis Gimel. Maybe it's a Beis Din Chatzaf. Dama Shmuel, we saw this earlier. Diyama Shmuel, because Shmuel says, hold on. Shas, on Dav Gimel, on Dav Hema Beis. Shnaim Sedonu Dinam Din. If you have two that done, that they become like a Beis Din, it works. Ela Shenikru Beis Din Chatzaf, called the Beis Din Chatzaf. So therefore, this Shtar Hodah here, maybe they had two people who considered themselves a Beis Din, but they were a Beis Din Chatzav. Says Gemara, the Chatzav Beidina, the Rabna Ashi, right? They wrote in it, the court of Rav Ashi. Says Rashi, they know Beis Din called two with two, and therefore when they write that, it's not a Beis Din Chatzav, it actually means that it's three. And so obviously they wouldn't, Ravashi's people, they know that halacha doesn't go according to Shmuel, and they wouldn't call these two, they wouldn't call it Beis Din. In fact, the Gemara. V'dim rabbanan debi Ravashi, kishmul sfirilu, maybe they take a hold like Shmuel that two is good enough, and therefore, maybe there was only two people that are part of this admittance. D'chsiv bo, v'amalan rabbana ashi. If the shtar had written in it, and Rav Ashi told us to write it, then we could assume that it was heard by three, because Rav Ashi wouldn't have say two should do it as a basin. That just wouldn't have happened. Says Rashi, V'amar lan Rav Naashi lichtov kain lichtov kach the kevin de have a kevin de huayo sham mistama. Lot siva lepachos mishlosha lechtov. He wouldn't have done it less than three. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Amalem Echa. Let's see if somebody comes And this guy dies, and this guy, somebody dies. And then somebody else, a third party, shows up and says to the Yisomim, the kids of the deceased, I saw your father hide money in a carriage, a trunk, a closet. And he said to me that you should know this money belongs to Bob. Or he said this money is by Sasheni. But bias, if it ends up that the place where it was located is in the house, says Rashi, well, says the Gemara first, Babayas Lo Meklum, he didn't say anything. Says Rashi, Einu Neman, Lefishein Behud Little. It wasn't in his hands, it doesn't have him, Ali the Shaka, that it was in his hands to have taken it. But Pasadev, he was in the field. Then Dvarf Kevin, we believe him. Says Rashi, Damali Lashaker, Malu Lashaker. Him wrote to Notlam and Osanoso Shahu Mayo. If he wants, he can just go take it himself and go give it to the people that he's being made, that it belongs to, or to Mysajani. That's what he's believed. Close to the general is cold, should be able to lift anything that's in his hands that he can go and do something about to overcome. We believe it, maybe able to lift, but if he's ever the ability of doing something right now, then Lord McClure, he didn't say anything, we don't believe it. Now, let's say the sons themselves now, they see their father hiding money in a carriage, a trunk, or a closet. Varma Shalplonian, and he says to them, oh yeah, this belongs to Bob, right? Shalmash Shani says, Mash Shani, and Im Kimosar, you just have to now judge the situation at hand. Like, what's happening? Pay attention and notice. The body language, the way of speaking, the actions. It says Rashi, "Im kamosa, im nir lahem kamosa devar of the banav beemes beloshen sava." That if he seems to be giving them over instructions, like a lashon of, you know, do this, the devar karamim, then we believe what he's saying over here. They give it to that person, to my sheshani. But im kimayrim, but if he's doing it in a way of like, you know, he's doing some sort of trick. Rashi says, "Shu misrari shal yutla mechayev oshaliach ziku kaashi lohosif al yitziosav." Right, that he's scared that they're going to take it, like during his lifetime. Like, you see something's a little shade over here. He's trying to trick them into thinking the money's not his, that they're not going to go and take it, they're not going to begin to spend because this guy's rich. Lo Meklum, he didn't say anything, and therefore the kids get to keep the money. Another case, let's say if somebody was upset about where the money his father left is. And he has a dream that comes to him. That's just Bala Chalom is Sar Hamara Chalomos Balaila. There was this, the master of dreams. There's a malach who's appointed to bring dreams to people. He delivers these dreams. He comes and tells him, Kach v'kachain, this amount of money your father left for you, Rashi says, Magid lo kamayesh. He tells him exactly how much money it is. But Makom Ploniim, he tells exactly where it is. Shemaisa Sheni, and then he adds in the Malach, it's Maisa Sheni. Zaya Maisa, and this is the actual story that occurred, and he found the money. The Arm of the Chum says, Dibi Chalom Aslam Elam Loridin, you don't have to worry about it. Rashi says, V'yachal lo tziyeh b'm komam, you're allowed to go ahead and you can take it. Use however much you want. Like, don't worry. Like, remember, there's a famous Gemara in Brachos that says that every dream is a non-truth. Happened with the storyline with Paro and Yosef, the part of it that wasn't true. And anyway, so therefore, you're good. Next part of the Mishnah. Shnayim Omrim Zakeh. Let's have two judges of three that say Zakeh. He's off the hook. He's innocent. And one of them says that he's Chayev. The din is he's Zakeh. And that's what they say. Michtav Hechi Kasiv. When they write down the verdict, how do they do it? Rav Yochanan says Zakeh. They just write the word Zakeh. That's it. Rav Shlakish Amar, like, they don't say who says what. Like, this judge says this, this judge says that. It just says, Rav Yochanan, you just say Zakeh. Rav Shlakish Amar, Ploni Mezakeh, Ploni Mechayvin. You write down exactly which judge said what. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Rabbi Elazar says, Midivreim Nizdaka Ploni, says that what they write is, through the words of the judges, this person was found Zakai. Right? So through the way that when it's written like that, you know that there was definitely a back and forth. It could be all three judges say Zakai, all three judges say Chaya, but if there's a split, so in this type of wording, they'll know that. Yeah, it wasn't so posh. There was a discussion. Rashi says, "Mashem shoyim machlokas benim." The very mizaka, but it came out 2-1. Mabenayu, what's the difference between? What's the difference in this? Yigbenayu l'shalume ihu. Manasa ba'dayu. That is where, let's say, majority they were wrong. So you have three of them, two of them say one thing, that the guy's guilty and he has to pay, and one of them says not like that, but then, okay, 2-1, so the guy has to pay. But it turns out to be that they're wrong. Now the judges have to, they have to not pay for it. Now they have to pay, me base him from their house. Now the machlokas is about the third dayan. Does he pay the chelik with him or not? The Laman, the Amar Zakai, Mishalim, according to the one, meaning Rav Yochanan, who says that we just say Zakai, that he's off the hook, he's putter. So there's, and we don't mention anyone. The Laman, the Amar Zakai, Mishalim, according to, this is not Chayef, the other judge has to pay. Laman, the Amar Ploni, Ploni, Mizakai, Ploni, Ploni, Mechayvin, Lo Mishalim, the third one doesn't have to pay over here. Laman Dalmer is Zakai Mishalim, but according to one who said that it says Zakai Mishalim, you would say that you have to pay? In other words, when we have two against one, two say pay, one say don't pay, and they just write, oh wait, no, let's word it differently. Yeah, or two of them say no, one says, you know, Zakai, the one says, according to the one who says that it said Zakai Mishalim, the third one should have to pay. Lame, who led him to the other judges? And if you would listen to me, then you also wouldn't be paying over here. Why should I have to pay because of the fact that you guys messed up? Come on. Whether the two judges who messed up have to pay the one who got messed over, the third share of the other judge. Lamandam Zakai Mishalme. Lamandam Ploni Ploni Mizakin Ploni Ploni Mechaivin Lo Mishalme. So according to one who just write Zakai, then the judges who messed up have to pay the third judge's share. That's who gets fully paid. Lamandam Ploni Ploni Mizakin Ploni Ploni Mechaivin Lo Mishalme. They don't have to go and pay it. They only do 2/3. So it's more Lamandam Zakai Mishalme for Lemele. Who says exactly that he pays? Let him say, Ilav Atmadan. If you weren't with us in court, then lo have a salik din midday. No judgment at all would have happened. Why should you have to pay the full amount for something that we couldn't have done by ourselves? That you're part of it. Says Gemara, Elikah Benai, what's the difference between them? Mishum lo say lechoich ba mecha, Lashon Hara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zakai, just as Zakai, Mishum lo say lechoich, because we don't have to be a rachel, walking around saying who did what. Rabbi Shalkar, some are plenty, plenty, mezakim, plenty, plenty, mechaivin, should the mechzik is shikra, because it says he is not chayiv, looks like a lie, because it implies that it was not, it was undisputed, the din, but this is simply not true. So Rabbi Lazar, what does he say? Islay Damar, v'islay Damar. Rabbi Lazar, he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that we have to be worried about Lashon Hara. And for Rish Lakish, something looks like a lie. Hilkach Kasviachi, mi divrayim, from their words, is Zaka Ploni. It comes out that Ploni is Zakai. Right? So you see clearly that not everyone agreed with it. And you also don't say who said what. Next part of Mishnah, Garbos Hadavar, Hayu Machnisim, when they would finish this matter, they came to the din, they would bring them in. Laman, bring who in? Elim and the Bali Dinim, if you want to say it means the Bali Dinim, they bring in the actual litigants, Hasam Kaima. What do you mean? They were there. They were always there. They never left. It says Rashi, the Halo Katani Masnisin, Siotsim, Lachersha, Shamu Devram. We never said that you send them out once you heard their words. So they were there already. Ella le'edim. We're talking about the edim. We bring in the edim to come do their edus again. Come on, who's this going like? The local Rav Nassan. Not again. This goes not like Rav Nassan, who says that we're done with the edim. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa. Li'olam ein edusim it's terefes. Edus is not able to be combined. One ed with another edus. Achiush name ke'achad until they see it at the same time. Rashi says it's edus. L'kamal niel of time. We're going to learn later on the reason for that. We saw this somewhere else already. Okay. Atrishtim Kachar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karkalma, Afilu Kibazeh Chazeh, even if the Edus is one after the next, you can combine their Edus. Vein Edus the Meskayim is Rabbezin. Ad she'idu shneim ke'echad. Rabbi Nassan, right? So this is another machlokas. The Tanakhama says that the edus is namas kaim and beizin until they do two shneim ke'echad. Rabbi Nassan Omer, shomim devarav shel zeh hayom. We listen to this one today. Ukishyavu chaver lemachar. When the other witness comes tomorrow, shomim is devarav. We hear his words. So according to Rabbi Nassan, one witness did it individually. They don't have to come back to the court to testify together. So the Mishnah that says that they have to come back to the courtroom does not call it Rabbi Nassan. Says Gemara, lo, not true. Liolam lebali dinim. We're not talking about the witnesses. We're talking about the litigants. Rabbi Nechemiah, it goes going to the word of Rabbi Nechemiah, who says that they have to be gone when they're dealing with the din. The time when the dinim are dealing with it. The time went to the bais. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, kach hoyu min hagam shel naki nekiye adas. Yerushalayim, this is the pure-minded ones in Yerushalayim. This was their minag. Machlisa de bali dinim v'shom devarim. They were bringing litigants, listen to what they say. Machlisa de sa'idim v'shom devarim. They bring the edim, listen to them. V'mosinu some lechutz, and then they would send them out. V'nosa v'nosa v'davar, they would go back and forth in the issue, try to figure it out. Karmos adavar machlisa, and they would finish the situation. And then they'd bring them in, even though we don't read that. But, v'nosa v'nosa v'davar. V'otanya, and for the Gemara, but we looked at the Brisa, Gomer Sadov Machlisin as Edom. When they finished, they would bring them in, which is mashma that the witnesses are have to repeat their testimony together. Says Gemara, he the look of Nelson. That Brisa doesn't go according to Rabbi Nelson. But the Mishnah, we can mean that it means only the litigants are called back in. Gufa. The testimony doesn't work unless they see at the same time. What is a machlokas? See by same or kai by same asvara. You could say either one, a pasuk or logic. See by same asvara. If you want to say it's logic, you can say the Tanakhama says that amana de kamasi dehai lo kamasi dehai. Right, the mana that this one is testifying about, the other one didn't see. Umana to come out said, hi, look, come outside. And the one, this one's testifying, the other one is not testifying. So each witness is saying to a loan of some different mana, you can't combine them. Therefore, there's only one eighth each loan. Vidach, on the other one, he says, amana be'alma tavar kumasadi. They're just testifying about a mana. And therefore, you can combine it. So I don't care about this one, that one. I saw him do a mana, borrow money. The other one says, I saw him do a mana. If you say makra, you can say that the machlokas is in a pasuk, the chsev, v'hu eid o ra o yada, that he is a witness, either he saw or he knew. V'tayim runs in a braisa about another pasuk, which says that one witness can't stand. Lo yakum eid echad be'ish. For the fact that it says a witness shall not stand, and you deashu echad. I don't know. Lo yakum eid. I don't know what's echad. I told him we're echad. Ze banav. Shall come up to Nemar eid. Whenever it says eid, I reikan shtaim. It actually means two. Until the pasuk comes, it tells you specifically that it means one. Pretty sure it's in Sota. Yeah, in Sota Daf Beis. Okay. Right, v'afkar akmana b'loshon chad lemeimar, and the pasuk, the Torah decided to tell you about two witnesses in single, in loshon yachid, to teach that ad dechazut tavar kechad has to be that they both see it at the same time. You can't combine. V'idach rishon mekarcha. What does he say? V'hu eid ora oyada, and he's a witness. Or he's a witness. Either he saw or he knew is implying it's mashu that they can be combined mikom makom, no matter what the circumstance is. Right? Even if they see two separate things. Right? So back to another part that we saw that their aid is not going to stand in court unless they testify together. But also no mer. Shomim devarv shel zeh hayom. We can listen to the words of this one today. We can listen to him tomorrow. Mike, what's their argument? What's the machlokas? One thing has to be both of them are there at the same time. You're saying it can be day after day. Mike Kamifki, he by same as svar, he by same as cry. I think say it's logical. You can say it's coming from a pasuk. He by same as svar, you want to say svar. My son, the Tanakhama says eid echad kiyasil shvuasi. When a single witness is eid echad kiyasi, when a single witness works only in reference to causing a shvua upon the other person who he's testifying. But when it comes to cash money, to cause him to pay money, It doesn't work. Therefore, two witnesses testify separately. When that happens, we can't combine the testimonies to make it money. Vidach, but the other one of Nasan, he says that Atu ki asu be'adei adadi b'chad puma kamasadi elamit stafelahu. When two witnesses come to testify together, do they testify with one mouth? It's two separate mouths. Elamit stafelahu. We combine their testimonies, which they say one after the next. Tachanami stafelahu. Here also we go out and combine their testimonies. V'ibayi seba, you can say al-machluk is the pasuk. Im lo yagid v'nasa avono. This is the end of the pasuk we said earlier about the witness, the shavua of the witness. V'hu eid o ra o yada o lo yagid lo v'nasa avono. He's a witness, he saw or he knew, and if he doesn't testify, he's going to bear his sin. Im lo yagid nasa avono. Beep. Turn the page. Lamed amid base. Uda kuli ama. And both of them, Tanakama and Rav Nasan, kirabanan de pligia le de bishubim parakarcha, they hold like the Chachamim will argue with Rishubim Karcha that both Edom have to, seen the same thing. V'hacha ba'akoshia gadla l'ri'iyah kamifagi. Tanakam Rav Nasan argue in reference to whether testifying is compared to witnessing. Mar Savar, the Tanakam says, makshina nagad l'ri'iyah. We compare hagada, testifying, to ri'iyah, to seeing. Therefore, the testimony must have witnessed the event together, so too they have to testify together. My Savior, the one says, Lo Makshin, you don't make accusations of that. Therefore, they don't have to testify together. So, what is the actual halacha? B'shem Miller Lakam have a mishtaket aleder of Yosef, Rabbi Chanina lemismichay. B'shem Miller Lakam was working hard for Yosef, son of Rabbi Chanina, to get him smicha. V'lokam estayim milsa, but it wasn't working out. Yom Echad, have Yosef given Rabbi Yochanan one day. B'shem Miller Lakam was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Melhusa, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mi ika diyada halacha, Rabbi Yosef ben Karcha, Olo, Tzimun over the halacha, Zik B'shem ben Karcha, Nat, Amalei Rabbi Yosef ben Lakam, Dain yada. He says, oh yeah, this one knows, of Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Amar Lay, so he said, Lema Izu, so let him say, speak up. Amar Lay, so Shem Yaakov said, Lismiche Mar Beresha. First give him smicha. Samche, give him smicha. Amar Lay, so then he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Bini Emor Li Kesa Shemata. My son, tell him what you heard about this. Amar Lay says to him, Kach Shemati, Shemoda Bishu Makarchal Rabinasan, I heard the Bishu Makarchal is masking to Rabinasan. That the Edom do not have to testify together. Amar Yochanan says, Lozeu Tzrachti? You think I needed that? Obviously. Right? Obviously that the Rishon Karcha agrees with him. Nasan. Hashta Uma Ikariya. If actual witnessing together, we don't need that. Then a God Rebbe, they have to be, I say that the speaking it out has to be done. Okay, so Amar Leir, Yochanan said to Yosef Yochanina, Holva Elisa lo seir. But once you've gone up, don't go down. In other words, once you got smika, you got samakized, right, you don't have to, you're not going to go down from it. Amar Rav Zeira, Shvami Nomer Lefemir, Gava Rabba, Kevin de Stamach Samach, a great person, like Yosef Yochanina, once you got smicha, he's ordained. We don't revoke it. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin Amar Rav, Allah Chagar Bishu Ben Karcha, Zer Bishu Ben Karcha, Bein Mekarkos, Bein Mementatlin, in both of the cases of Karka and Metatlin. Says the Ula Amar Halach Chagar Bishu Ben Karcha Ben Karkos, when it comes to land, Avalo, Bein Mementatlin, not when it comes to Mementatlin. Amalei Abayi Vais is Lacha Mechala Depligi. If you're saying that Lacha Zakim, that means that those who argue. From Rav Abba Amar Rav Hun Amar Rav, Modem Chacham Lar Bishu Ben Karcha Ben Karcha, even their mask when it comes to Karcha. V'tani Rav Yidi Bar Avin Ben Nizikin De Beikarna. And he's talking to Brisa from the Nizikin of Beikarna that Modem Chacham Lar Rabbi Yosef Ben Karcha Ben Edis Bechor Ube Edis Karcha, their mask when it comes to Edis Bechor and Edis Karcha Ubeidis Chazaka, and by Chazaka V'chein Shababen B'Shababas, in reference to Eidus about the signs of Bagris by a boy or a girl. So the Mechlokes is only about Metatlin. Says the Gemara, Gavra Agavra Karamis. Says Rashi, Gavra Gavra Rabbi Abba Rabbi Idi Adu'ula. You want to say that one against one? Mar Sever Pligi, one of them, so Ula, he says that Chama argues with Shimon Karcha in reference to Metaltalin, Karcha, Marcel Lopligi. Another one that is Rav Abba, Rav Avid Ravin, they say they don't argue with him in that case. What does it mean? It's similarly in reference to the Eidos about the simanim of being a god doll by a boy or a girl. Ilim echadomer achas begabav, echadomer achas bekeresa. If you want to say, it's talking about a case where if one aide says about a girl, I saw one hair on her back, and one says, I saw on her stomach, and on that, when she's an adult, hai chatsi davar v'chatsi eidus. Hai chatsi davar v'chatsi eidus. Right? This is a case where each aide is only testifying about half a thing over here, and therefore it's half a testimony. You need two adim, you know, to say two hairs. Ella echadam shtayim begabah. One says there's two on their back. Echadam shtayim bekreisa. One says there's two on her stomach. In that situation, each witness has said that she's an adult, and therefore we go and combine. We can combine their testimony. Omar Rav Yosef. Yosef says, I know Amina Mishmed Ula, I say in the name of Ula, Allah Rabbi Shubin Karcha, Allah goes according to Rabbi Shubin Karcha, Bein Mekarkos, Bein Metaltalin, in both Karka and in Metaltalin. The Rabbanon, Dasu Mimichuza, Amriyam, Rabbi Zeir, Mishmed Rav, Mekarkos, in, yeah, it's in reference to Karka, the Allah goes according to Karka, have a lobe Metaltalin, but now when it comes to Metaltalin. Remember again, to keep us on the map, Rabbi Shubin Karcha, there was a machlokas that was Tanakam Shubin Karcha. And that is, Rishon Karcha says, even Zeh Achar Zeh is going to work. You combine the testimony. The question is, when, what, if, how, etc. So Rav Latamei, Rav goes to his own logic, Dama Rav, Hoda Achar Hoda, if you have an admission after admission, Hoda Achar Alva, or if you have an admission after a loan, Mitzarfi, they combine to obligate the debtor if each one was seen by a single person, because both Eidus are testifying with the same Chiyav. Hava Achar Hava, loan after a loan, Hava Achar Hoda, but a loan after a loan after admission, if they're not going to be mitzdarf to mechayev the debtor when each is witnessed by a single one, because the two witnesses are not testifying with the same type of chiyav. Ashke Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Rav Huna Bar Yav Shua Rav Shua Amar Lai, he says to him, Maishna Alva Achar Alva Delo. What's pshat? You say a loan after a loan that causes not to combine the two of them together. The mana, the kachazi high, lo kachazi high, because the mana this one saw, the other one didn't see. Hoda Achar Hoda Nami saw. So when someone's admitting, another person admitting, admittance after admittance, we also shouldn't combine, because amana de kamode kame hai loma de kame hai. Amana de kamode kame hai loma de kame hai. Because the chi of the mana to which he admitted before this aid is not necessarily the one he's been in front of the other one. So therefore, maybe borrow two mana if we shouldn't combine them. So Vuna says that the amalei lahai basra, we're talking about a particular case, qualified. And the debtor tells the last one who sees him, hit his admitting that behind mana da odia lay kamach, the same thing that admitted to that person, odia lay nami kami the poly. He's also admitting this one also. So he's combining, he's dragging it together. Akati basa yada, but still only the last one knows about that the same mana. Kamaloyada, the first aid, doesn't know that it's the same one. It's Gemara, the Hazel, the Amr Leila Kamah. He has to afterwards go back to the first one and say, Hi, Mada, Dodi Lai Kamach, Adi Lai Nami Kamipun. The one that I admitted to you, I also went back and admitted to him also. Amr Leila, Sav Nachman, by Yitzchak, says, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Tenuach, Daitach, says, Nachta is Daiti. May your mind be restful, because you've put mine at rest. And then, Lord Shkayach. Amr Leila, so he says, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Mind Yichusa. He points out there's a bit of a problem. Mind Yichusa, what rest can your mind have with this? The Rava Vitema, Rav Sheshes Shada Banarga. Rava, or maybe Rav Sheshes, they threw an axe at it, and they knocked it out by saying, Lav Haindo Odach Rava, isn't this case of admitting after admitting the same as admitting after a loan? So therefore, there also, in order for it to be combined, we have to say that the debtor notified the first witness that he admitted before the second one, and till the second one we had borrowed the money before the first one. So there's no significant difference between the two cases. Why is you have to mention both? Amar Lei, says it back, Hainu Dishmili Aleichu. He said to Rav Huna, what you're doing now matches up with what I heard about you, about your people. Your peeps told me about you. The Remisa Dikle Vizakfisula. You chop down trees and then replant them, right? You came to me and said, wow, thank you so much. You put me at ease, and then you knocked the whole thing out. So here it's like you chopped down a tree and then you replanted it. You answered a problem and you brought the problem back. Now, Ardai, I mean, they say, Bein Oda Achar Oda, whether it's a case of Oda Achar Oda, Bein Oda Achar Alva, Bein Alva Achar Oda, Bein Alva Achar Oda, Mitzarfos, all these cases, you can combine them. Because in any case, both Edom have testified that the debtor owes the creditor money. Come on, who's that go like? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Goes like Yeshua ben Karcha, who said you could do one after the other. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.